Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, Genesis Driver, encouraging you to experience the difference between ordinary and extraordinary by discovering the Genesis GV70. That Genesis of Round Rock, bold design, advanced technology, and refined power redefines what modern luxury should feel like. And this month, you can enjoy low APR financing. How about 1.99% APR for up to 48 months on select 2026 Genesis GV70 models? Go see them at Genesis of Round Rock, 2201 North May Street, or explore your options online at genesisofroundrock.com. Luxury never looks so good. Welcome to Genesis.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
Hey, welcome to our little show. Phone numbers, call or text. Use the text 512-834-1027. That's 512-834-1027. On Twitter, it's at Jeff Ward Show. Everything you need to know about us and about club sports, in particular soccer in this country. Really good story today with Landon Donovan, who has been, and a lot of us have been ranting about how different the system is. I compared the European system to high school football, where you, the taxpayers, finance the players a lot. Clubs in Europe are financing and training from the age of 12. It's a really good, it's out there probably, I mean, it was probably part of a show at some point, but it's a reel now, of Lamine Yamal, great Spanish player, teenager. It's a breakdown of how when he was brought into the Barcelona club, his family doesn't have money. They're poor. It doesn't work that way in soccer. You don't buy your way onto a team. They find you, sign you to a deal, and then begin training you. There was no game at all during the week. His morning was individual drills. His afternoon was sprinting. His next morning was strategy. It just goes down the list and how different they're trained. But Landon Donovan said this. He was in an interview. He said he played for Everton. He played in Leverkusen. Played for Leverkusen when he was 16 years old. 2% of those taking part in club soccer in the United States come from households earning less than $50,000. He says only 2% of kids who are playing organized soccer in this country come from households that make less than $50,000. Meaning if you don't make 50, your kid cannot play organized soccer. Think about how many kids you're missing out on in this country because they can't afford to play. He says somebody has to pay for it. I get it. Somebody has to pay for the coaches. But what's happening now is clubs are just grinding every penny out of everyone. And he said there's a zero chance I could have ever played club soccer in this country. My mom made $34,000 a year as a single mom raising three kids. She couldn't afford $4,000 for me to play club soccer. Are you kidding? She couldn't pay $400. I would have had zero chance to play in this country had somebody not let me on the team and paid for me.
Wow.
Otherwise, I would have never played. That is exactly the difference that you see in the World Cup of someone like Belgium boat racing the U.S. They have been trained and finance to be pros and play like pros. It's pay for play.
Is it also that we have so many options for kids to play sports that some kids, I know we've become more specialized, so some kids play football, basketball, and baseball, and they go to the seasons? Is that
I mean, yes and no. Dan Wetzel of ESPN wrote about that today. He said, give me a break. Norway won the most medals of anyone, and look at their soccer team. I mean, we have 350 million people.
In soccer, you think of Norway is more of a ski, winter sports. That's why I'm always amazed.
I mean, soccer is probably pretty far down the list for a young man growing up in Norway.
Always amazed by Victor Hovland and the other Norwegian golfers. It's a phenom that's come up in the last 20 years.
Okay.
Swedish golfers, Norwegian golfers, Danes. Yeah. Danes.
It's
there. Yeah, there he is. That's your man against Arizona State.
So, well, think of the difference. In high school football, poor kids, you're not to pay to play.
Oh, no.
You're financed by the taxpayers.
Yeah, they pay for your uniforms, your bus trips, food.
All the way through. And so that's why And the NFL is full of poor Southern kids who've had every opportunity to be trained and play. Most of the soccer players are poor around the world. Poverty that we would never even know.
Mm-hmm.
But their parents aren't paying and going to the games. They are brought in to be schooled and trained.
But would that be accepted? Because I know we have some of those academies in Florida, tennis and golf and football now.
Here's where, because I think the same thing is going to start to happen to women's soccer. We're going to start to lose our grip on dominating because we open the door for other, because soccer for girls in this state, in this country, is a suburban, wealthy family sport. This will change. We'll start to lose our grip on owning that sport internationally because other countries around the world where it's now okay for girls to play, they will now be trained the way the guys are.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be, can your mom and dad afford $8,000 a year for travel soccer?
Yeah, most of the Premier League teams have a women's division
now. And so they're bringing in 12-year-old girls while we are, if you can't make five, you can't pay $5,000, you're not playing on a team.
Mm.
But it's...
That's terrible. That's sad.
It's been that way.
Mm.
It's a uniquely American way of looking at sports, but it doesn't work that way for high school football.
No.
It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. You are trained and financed.
Right? Exactly.
So we don't leave anybody out if they want to play. But as Landon Donovan said, we're leaving out plenty of people when it comes to soccer. They're priced out.
Mm-hmm.
And probably to a degree, it's probably happened in baseball too.
Yeah, with travel baseball and get the exposure to go to colleges, and colleges get their players from some of these traveling teams, the elite teams around, because that would be the hardest to go find a guy. They always seem to find you, but the better exposure.
That's the pitch, right?
Yeah.
Hey, mom and dad, to get exposed, we go and show them around.
Yeah.
And those Belgian guys that torched the United States... Again, you know, the athlete argument I argued earlier is pretty lame. Would you say Luka Doncic is a great basketball player?
Duh, yeah.
Luka Doncic, Kyle can probably has a higher vertical than he does. I mean, so Ed can outrun Tom Brady in his prime.
I've done it before.
I know you have.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a sort of a silly argument. The issue is that you're just not tapping into not only a giant pool of potential players because they're priced out, and secondly, they're trained in a way to play games all weekend. When those Belgian guys are in their academies, their pro academies, they're not playing games. They're practicing.
Yeah.
They're working on skills and strategy,
about with the basketball
and strategy
guys.
And strategy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
And it's accepted because some poor kid is thinking, this is my own. It's no different than how a football player looks at it.
Yeah.
This is my way out. And so those guys buy in. And I'm not saying the entire U.S. national team is all rich guys. It's not. But, I mean, they're playing against generations that are schooled on the strategy and the formations of the game that they're all individuals on great teams. They're just being trained now by great European clubs, and they're good individuals who are sort of covered up by the other 10 guys. But the question would be, does it look different in two World Cups? And I think the answer is yes, because the MLS has gotten better and better and better. So in theory, the MLS should be doing, and I think they try, doing what, you know, I played in Brighton. Like Brighton would have done with me. They got me late. I was one of the oldest. But the dudes I was around, well, there's different age groups, but so there would be 12-year-olds that they found. Found them in the street, found them in a park,
and
wherever.
So they live in housing, they live?
You go to school, you are taken care of, you are on scholarship. You will be trained so you can be good enough so we can either keep you or sell you.
Mm.
If you don't like it, go back to where you came from. But every kid would jump at the chance. And so they work so hard. They buy in, man. They don't say, coach, when do we have a scrimmage? They run your ass out of there.
Yeah.
There's a toughness that we don't have.
Okay.
There really is. Because we think, coach, when is it time to play a game so I can show my skills? Their attitude is, you don't have any skills yet. I will train you on the skills. And then when you're 17, 18, 19, you'll show the skills and on a field. But we're not playing till then. And those kids will buy in. Stuff that you could never get an American to do. I hated it. When I was there, I hated it. Like, coach, when do I get to show off all my stuff, man? It's like, we don't play that way. We train for skills and strategy. And it's a totally different mindset that I don't know that would work here.
Well, we've been behind the dealing with soccer because, you know, for example, University of Texas has a women's soccer team, has a men's club team.
Yeah.
And we're just now, the UIL's getting the soccer in schools, you know, with championships. We've kind of been behind in all that.
Yeah, but even that isn't, I mean, you grow up playing football here, particularly in the South. You're playing year-round. You're training all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And all of it is supplied for you.
Sure. Yeah.
Right? So you're in the off-season. You're still going to workouts at 7 a.m., and they're training you year-round. They take that and go to the next level.
Well, they like the academies. Victor Hovland went to the Norwegian Golf Academy.
There you go.
They had Swedish golf academies.
Yeah. And so I think like Austin FC is actively constantly recruiting young kids, and they shouldn't and don't care whether you have money or not. They're paying for you.
Mm-hmm.
None of this stuff about mom says I need to get to play. It's shut your face. We own you now, and we shape you into the kind of player we want. And then they sell you. And that's how they make money.
Wow.
They create an asset and either use the asset and you get rich, or they sell the asset and you go to another place and try to become a star. And I just don't think we have, even with MLS, I don't think we have the discipline or the mindset to do it.
We don't have the mentality.
Our parents think they need to come to our games. That's just, when I was there, there's no parents anywhere.
Really?
It's just coaches in your face.
Mm-hmm.
If you said my mom and dad are coming, they would say, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? What do you think we're doing here? This is not charity.
There is a game tomorrow, by the way,
in
the World Cup.
They have a cutthroat that I only saw this in college and the NFL. There is a cutthroat mentality that I have to make it.
Mm-hmm.
That
when you're 12 to 15, 16 years old.
Yeah. That you see with college guys and NFL guys. Because to a lot of them, this is it.
It's a way out.
I mean, most people yapping about this have no concept of what it's like to have to come from those circumstances and know my only chance is this scholarship and that pro contract.
Mm-hmm.
And it produces a different kind of mentality.
A real mental toughness.
That some wealthy suburban kid doesn't have.
Right.
And there's no way you can expect it. You know, it's like the Dan Wetzel column today on ESPN. He's right. You're going, oh, yeah, how can the Belgians be better athletes than we are? They are tougher and more strategic than we are because they had no choice. They've been playing like that since they were 13. Those kids would cut your heart out to get a chance to play. And that's how they're coached. You will listen to me and you will buy in if you want a chance, kid.
France and Morocco tomorrow from Boston, 3 o'clock on the pitch, 3 o'clock. And then on Friday afternoon, it's going to be Spain versus Belgium.
Oof.
Saturday, Norway and England at 4, which ought to be a whale of a game. I'll be at Dirty Martin's with a celebration.
Wow.
And then Saturday, the late show is going to be Argentina versus Switzerland, and that should be a terrific game. Well, Argentina, I don't think Argentina can screw around 3 games in a row.
Are they running out of time?
Yeah. Cape Verde, and then their win. Who did they beat the other day? Late. Egypt. Egypt, yeah.
And they're still screaming at the Egyptians. They're still screaming.
Bring back the media. I want to talk more.
That's great goalkeeping for the Swiss. I mean, you would think sooner or later it would catch up with Argentina, but there's a mentality there. Those dudes just...
Messy.
They just don't stop.
Yeah, they don't stop playing. Okay, well,
I think Spain boat races.
Belgium.
Mm. As much as they want to. They'll score their two, and that'll be it.
I think the fascinating game is Norway versus England with a big... Bruiser from Norway.
Well, they know him well. The English know him well. They know what they're getting into. He plays in the Premier League.
Yeah.
They know exactly what they're getting into.
Oh, man.
He is such a beast.
He is. But they've been sick. Do you read that today?
They got poisoned?
Poison.
Wow.
I think it was just the coach.
A coach? I heard they're all sick.
Where is that game? Since you're the knowledgeable one right now.
Got it, Kyle. I had it up here.
I love those Norwegian fans.
I do too.
They're just
the
cool. They're just cool.
That Norway
team
England,
looks cool.
That is.
Their uniforms are cool.
Where is the game?
Holland is
Miami.
Cool.
It's in Miami Beach.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, be in Miami. The Spain game against Belgium is in L.A. at SoFi, which is a great stadium.
Yeah, it is.
And then the Argentina-Switzerland game is over there at the Palace on Parmer. No, it's in Kansas
great.
City. It's in Kansas City.
Oof, that'll be nice and cool.
Yeah.
Dang.
Patrick Mahomes will be in the stands with Baby Love.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take
the
a break.
The semifinals, aren't they in Dallas and Atlanta?
I think Dallas gets one of them.
Yeah. I thought Atlanta got the other one. Man, don't you think the Brits, the Norwegians are saying, can we not play in Vancouver or something?
Yeah.
Or Seattle again? How can those Norwegians have... it's a long time they've been here.
Oh, yeah,
man.
That's a long time.
Golly, that's a lot of money.
It's like going to Omaha on steroids.
Yeah.
47 days.
And having to travel from place to place.
Yeah. Got to be rich to do that.
Yeah.
Or I got to have a good rent car, you know. Good rent car. Okay, when we come back... we're going to test Jeff's knowledge on the Emmys announced today here. That's next.
Is Cheers still on?
Pardon me?
Is Cheers still on?
Cheers is not on. I hate to break it to you.
It's off?
It's off. It's off the air.
Is Ted Danson still alive?
Of course. He's on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh.
Larry David show. You've heard Larry David, haven't you?
I mean, I know of him.
Yeah. You've never seen Curb Your Enthusiasm, have you?
Don't Good give away God. The bit already.
Okay. All right. We'll have more when we return. 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements, afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody, on this Wednesday afternoon. It's time now. Let's test Jeff's knowledge on TV and the Emmy nominations live on 102.7 ESPN Music Maestro. Here we go. The 2026 Emmy nominations were released this morning.
Those are for TV.
These are for TV. Yes, my friend, for right. TV. Among the categories, Outstanding Comedy Series.
All right, Seinfeld.
Abbott Elementary.
Seinfeld.
The Bear. Nobody Wants This. Hacks, Margo's Got Money Troubles. Terrific. Only Murders in the Building. Shrinking and Widow's Bay. Jeff, as I just said, the TV show The Bear is a series about a high-end restaurant and its founder, its chef, and employees. It's set in what city? New York City, L.A., London, Chicago, or San Antonio? It's set in what city? Jeff, your answer, please.
That's easy. I've seen it four times, twice this week, starring Lee Majors. It's in Chicago.
It is in Chicago, but Lee Majors is not in it. You got that right, though.
That was a total guess.
All right, Jeff.
I've never heard of the show.
You've never heard of the show?
No.
Jeff.
What is it?
It's really good. It's about a restaurant.
I mean, I watched the Apple thing on the Michelin stars.
Uh-huh. Well,
it's basically a fiction version of that.
Yeah. Yeah, the young man.
Okay, where he goes around, he goes to talks to the...
Well, no, this is one restaurant.
His restaurant's trying to become a Michelin star.
Well, that's what the series was that I was watching. This English guy would basically doing a documentary, and he would go either these restaurants around the world were trying to go from one star to two or trying to earn a star, and how much more money you make.
Well, this guy.
Well, this show sounds stupid to me.
It's a great show. This guy, family had the Chicago beef, they beef sandwiches.
Is it on After Cosby?
No, wait, come on, man. Come on, don't mess up this bit.
Okay, sorry.
But that's pretty funny.
Thanks.
No, but he went for this selling Chicago beef sandwiches.
I got the first
you got
one
that
right.
Okay,
yeah, see?
Jeff, here's your next question. What fired TV talk host got an Emmy nomination today? Was it Rue? Was it Jimmy Kimmel? Rue. Was it Stephen Colbert? Or was it Jimmy, I said Jimmy Kimmel. Was it, that's a list.
Letterman?
David Letterman, that was, I can't read my own writing. He got an Emmy nomination today.
Haven't they all been fired? Didn't the government goons come after them?
Much hated. Trump's... All those guys are much hated. Larry King did not get a nomination today.
Oh, shoot.
Tom Snyder did not make the cut, nor did Johnny. Here's Johnny. He got fired, but he got a nomination today. Who is it?
Somebody just ended their show because I saw the reel with Letterman on it. Was that Stephen Colbert?
Wow, that's two in a row. You're exactly right. Stephen Colbert, even though he was fired, was nominated for an Emmy today. All right,
Jeff. Is that show any good?
Colbert?
Yeah.
It's political. They're all political now.
Okay.
All right, Jeff. A hit show did not get nominated today called Dutton Ranch. This is was snubbed by Emmy voters. It's the Yellowstone spinoff. The Kevin Costner, you know, Yellowstone?
No.
This is a spinoff of Dutton Ranch. Beth, who played the daughter of Kevin Costner, and her husband moved to Texas to set up a cow-calf ranching operation.
How long is this
What's the name of her husband? Is it Skip?
What?
Is it Biff? Is it Rip? Or is it Jason?
So this is replacing Bonanza.
Replacing Bonanza.
On before MASH.
On before MASH. This is Beth Dutton's husband. His name, is it Skip? Is
I know
it
who
Biff?
Beth Dutton is.
Is it Rip? Or is it Jason?
What's the name of the show?
Dutton Ranch.
Sounds lame. Is there nudity in it?
Oh, yeah.
Full frontal?
Oh, yeah. It's a Taylor Sheridan show.
Is it like softcore porn?
No, I just think there's some bare breastuses in there and buttocks. Yeah.
I don't know what my options are.
Her husband's name, Skip.
Is Woody Harrelson on this?
Biff, Rip, or Jason?
Jason.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
It's Rip.
Whatever.
He's great.
I don't even know what it is.
I can't remember this guy's name. Remember his name?
Great. When would I see this?
You saw him in Dazed and Confused in his first appearance. He was one of those young guys with Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
He was in Dazed and Confused.
Cole Hauser
is his name.
Sorry, what's the show about?
It's about, as I said, they have a cow-calf ranching operation in South Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the ranching mafia, basically.
Yes. Very good, Kyle. Very insightful.
I've never seen this bit instead of you.
Very
and I quit
insightful.
Paying attention.
One of the best comedy nominees is also...
Do they have a porn segment?
No, they don't. Not in the Emmys. They don't.
Oh.
Jeff, in the comedy, best comedy series, a nominee is the TV show on Netflix called Hacks. It is the story of a hitman. It's the story of a chef. It's a story about a down-and-out golfer. Or it's a story about an aging comedian. The show is named Hacks. What's it about?
It is about a group of people and their side hustles selling crack cocaine.
I'm sorry, Jeff. That's grossly incorrect. It's about an aging comedian set in Las Vegas, Jean Smart. And she's won many Emmys before. It's a terrific series. I'm watching the final season right now.
Let's be clear. I have watched... Well, I first saw Ted Lasso for the first time 3 months ago.
Emmy award-winning Ted Lasso from about three years ago.
I know that because I sat down with somebody and she said, we have some wine and watch this. I know Drops of Blood.
Yes, that's
I've watched
a good,
all of
I
that.
I think I turned you on to that one.
You did.
Yeah.
No, you liar. Someone else did.
That same person.
Those are the only two shows I've seen probably since Sopranos.
Well, you're deprived. You're very deprived in your life. Okay. Jeff, another question for you.
Let's have it.
One of the nominees for Best Drama was a show called The Pit, starring Noah Wiley. It's about what? Trading stocks and commodities at the Chicago Board of Trade? Is it about coal mining in West Virginia? Is it about an emergency room in Pennsylvania? Or is it about gold mining in Alaska? The Pit.
The Pit, of course, is what they call where the brokers are on the stock exchange, so it's about the first thing.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I tricked you. That's incorrect. Kyle, tell him what The Pit is about.
It's I think it's a hospital drama.
It's a hospital emergency room drama in Pittsburgh.
Don't they call the...
They do call that The Pit in the Chicago Board of Trade.
Well, that's just deceptive.
Well...
You were deceptive.
This is a truly wonderful TV show, The Pit.
You know, get that one wrong. He's still alive.
What, pardon me?
No, while he's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive. All right, Jeff, this is your final question on Emmys.
Nutty.
This is the final question. Jeff, what does EGOT stand for in the world of nominees and awards and entertainment? EGOT. What does EGOT stand for?
EGOS.
If I have an EGOT, what do I have? What have I won, Jeff? If I am an EGOT winner. What is it, Jeff?
What is
EGOT?
E-G-O-T.
E-G-O-T.
You got what?
Okay, what do I have? If Kyle said, congratulations, Ed, you're now completed the EGOT. You've got an EGOT.
You've won 3 Emmys.
How do you come up with that?
Hat trick, EGOT.
No. Jeff, you're kind of warm, though.
Okay, see?
You've won an Emmy.
Okay.
A Grammy.
Grammy, okay.
An Oscar. And a Tony Award from Broadway.
Okay, how about a little credit for a reasonable conclusion?
No, that was weak. You just said you win an Emmy and all this other malarkey. You didn't mention the Grammy, the Tony, or the Oscar.
Tony is Broadway.
Yes. Oscar is...
Movies.
Grammy is...
Music.
Correct. Okay, Jeff.
Nobody even watches TV. I mean, this is not TV. I guess it's streaming now. Does any network win an award anymore? Hasn't won one since Seinfeld or something?
Network? No, just individual shows.
Abbott Elementary is on...
No, I mean like broadcast.
Oh yeah. It's on NBC.
Yeah, Abbott Elementary
is on
NBC.
Nobody watches that stuff.
Usually watch Trump. It back on a streaming service.
Yeah, it's streaming. Okay. Netflix is big on that. Netflix is... Okay, Jeff. This is an EGOT story
Netflix
winner.
Netflix is getting a talk show. They're accumulating talk shows now.
Are they?
Yep.
Can you get us a gig on there?
I haven't had the call yet.
Okay. Jeff.
Get to use the F word, though.
I don't want to be dirty on the radio, Jeff.
It's not the radio. It's Netflix.
I don't want to be dirty.
You think they
kinda
don't
like
pay?
Kind of like a Tom Brady the roast with...
Would you take a raise?
Yeah, damn yeah. Right I would.
Okay, then. Say the F word and we're home free on Netflix.
Right now?
Well, no. I mean, it's a trial for Netflix. You got to use some F-bombs.
Okay, Jeff, on the EGOT subject, this EGOT. Is your...
Here goes.
This is a tough one.
Ooh.
I'm going to give you a list of people. Tell me who does not have EGOT status, okay?
Okay, that's the thing where you've won all the awards. Got
Emmy,
it.
Grammy, Oscar, and a Tony.
Got
okay.
It.
Who has not completed the sweep? Here's some names for you, Jeff. Steven Spielberg. Barbara Streisand. Whoopi Goldberg. Mel Brooks. And Elton John. There's one name in this list who's not garnered an EGOT.
Okay, let's back up. What Emmy has Elton John won?
Music in a television show.
Oh, okay. What show?
I'd have to look at my list again.
Well, that's... You're not even informed.
Okay.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
I do. Who doesn't belong on this list?
All right.
Mel Brooks, Whoopi Goldberg, Barbara Streisand, Steve Spielberg, or Elton John. There's one interloper I put in here. Everybody else has EGOT status.
One. Okay. Mel Brooks.
It's easy.
He's 100 now.
Yep, just think about that. Just think about
that. Well, I mean, I get that he's... I mean...
Okay, Grammy.
I get. Okay. What would it be the Grammy for?
He had a record with Rob Reiner's father, the 100-year-old man, back in the 60s. He won a Grammy.
This is absurd.
No, it's not. It's history.
I mean, can you not at least ask me a question from like 80 on?
You asked me how he got there. He also got an Oscar... For
Young Frankenstein?
Something. He got an Oscar. He got a Tony Award for The Producers.
Yeah.
Springtime in Hitler for Germany.
Okay.
And he got an Emmy for an appearance on, I believe, a TV show, Your Show of Shows in
All
the
right.
50s.
I'm going to say it's between Whoopi Goldberg and Barbara Streisand.
Give me a name.
I know. I'm working my way through this.
I got it.
You don't even. You're not even informed.
No, I'm going to go to Google. I'm going to make sure I get all the lists for
but
you.
But I don't know what Whoopi Goldberg would have won an Emmy. Not an Emmy. That's isn't she on that stupid? That female yak show.
She's on the yak show. Okay.
I assume that's won an Emmy at some point, just because there's nothing else. She won. Had to win something for Ghost or something like that.
Good guess.
Thanks.
She was also in that Oprah Winfrey movie, Color Purple.
Yes.
Yes.
But
yes.
I don't know about this.
Tony. What? Geez, Tony Award? I don't know about
the Grammy.
How about the Grammy Award?
I mean, I got the Barbara Streisand angle. What would she have done in TV? Nothing.
Oh, she had a lot of great specials.
What do you mean?
TV specials.
Like when? What?
Back in the 60s, she would have all these TV. Well, that's the same power that she won. A winner's a winner is a winner, a winner. Okay, who's your answer?
What was she on, Hollywood Squares?
No, she's never been on the freaking Hollywood Squares.
All right, I will say Whoopi Goldberg.
Jeff, you're wrong. Mm. Whoopi Goldberg has EGOT status. She won an Emmy for Outstanding Special Beyond Terror, The Extraordinary Life of Hattie McDaniel. She won a Grammy for Best Comedy Recording, Whoopi Goldberg, Original Broadway Show Recording. She won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress from, you got this right, Ghost. And she won a Tony for Best Musical, Thoroughly Modern Millie, and she won a Daytime Emmy Award, I would believe, by that show. Yeah. Now, Mel Brooks won the Emmy for the Sid Caesar Show back in 67.
Has anyone else in the audience caught on that none of these people have done anything except Spielberg since about 1980?
The last people to get in were Steven Spielberg and Elton John. Spielberg.
What was his TV show?
TV show.
You don't even know.
Outstanding Animated Programming, Pinky and Brain, 1996. He won an Emmy for that. The Grammy for Best Music Film. Spielberg was the producer, music by John Williams. The Oscar for Best Picture. What did he win for Best Picture?
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List. And Best Musical. He was a producer for A Strange Loop. I never heard of it. So there we go, ladies and gentlemen.
How
much fun was this?
That's absurd.
What's absurd?
That's absurd.
It is not absurd.
Yeah, it is.
What is absurd about people getting EGOTs?
Well, no. The questioning is what's absurd. I mean, I've heard all those people, but none of them are doing anything since 1980. Mel Brooks is 100 years old. How would I know of some obscure music score that he was a part of? How would anyone know that?
If you would study entertainment or look at the history, okay? He won a Grammy for the Best Spoken Comedy Album, The 2,000-Year-Old Man, back in 99. Oscar for Best Story and Screenplay for the producers in 69. And that was a long time ago.
Look, I got a message.
Okay.
I'm getting backed up by this.
Okay. Well, is that from her?
What do you mean? Who sends me messages that I return?
Oh, okay. Oh, that was kind of presumptuous of her. Wow. Yeah, wow. Just knocked me to my knees there, little
shut
girl.
Up then.
Golly.
Yeah, see?
It's more than TV shows.
My gosh,
woman.
Man.
It's the whole compass of theater, of music, of all sorts of arts.
You know who wasn't included in that list, Kyle? Who didn't win Jack?
Boogie Nights.
Clements. None of those awards came his way.
None.
It's just pure jealousy.
I don't have an EGOT. I don't have an EGOT.
You don't have a participation ribbon.
Of course I do.
What was your last check for your show?
About $7.
Okay.
It's a good quarter.
Mail too. It was the mailbox.
It was a good quarter.
It was a good quarter.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
I don't know any of those. I mean, ask me some Seinfeld questions. I can do the Seinfeld.
We've got a long, hot summer waiting on. We will do that soon. We'll do that very soon.
Is that the last? Well, I've watched Ted Lasso. Three and a half, four years behind on that.
Well, don't make your friend mad. You watch TV in your past.
No, it's the only reason why I watched. But and then Drops of God, which I really did enjoy.
Yeah.
The first one.
Well.
Really thought it was great.
Beautiful.
That's it. That's all I got.
That's all
I got. Seriously, it's pretty obvious. If it's not a Premier League, if it's not a soccer game.
I know, I was going to say that.
If it's not a football game, my TV's never even on. I live in silence when my kids aren't making noise. I will live in total silence.
Yeah.
I can't stand the TV to be on.
Really?
Yeah. It would be, I didn't want to be diagnosed here. It could be kind of disturbing. It's dark and quiet.
Okay.
That's it.
Cold?
Ideally.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
all right.
I didn't know these shows were still around.
Yeah. Netflix has opened a big world of shows and stuff, too.
Yeah, I mean, I've
streaming.
I've been there. I mean, I guess I only watch the Apple ones. Yeah, that's all I watch.
Okay. On that note.
What about that show, Stick?
Yeah.
I saw a couple episodes of that.
It's an Owen Wilson show.
Yeah. He's a caddy.
Yeah, he was a former down-and-out pro.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
It's a fun. And his brother, Luke, is in a new series with Will Ferrell, a golf series about...
Is Stick coming back for more?
Yes, Stick's coming back. It's terrific. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the kid could really play golf, too.
Yeah, it didn't look like, it didn't look fake. Usually it's the case.
Yeah. That's coming back this summer, and Will Ferrell's coming, too.
Okay.
That's going to be on Netflix, I believe.
So you watch mostly softcore porn?
No, I watch things that expand my mind, okay? I'll just say that. I want mind expansion, okay?
So that'd be hardcore porn.
That's not mind expansion.
Oh, I see. Excuse me.
Yes. All right. We got to take a break. After this break, more on 1027 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 1027 ESPN.
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Yesterday, we told you about the story about the Dallas Cowboy player who committed suicide during the season last year. And they diagnosed him. They donated his brain to science, and he had CTE at the age of 24. And ironically, the very next day, a new study from Mass General Brigham, Boston University, and Concussion and CTE Foundation has concluded, Jeff, that NFL players have a higher risk of death due to neurodegenerative disease in the general population, nearly four times higher. And this term includes ALS, Parkinson's disease, and dementia. Four times higher. Will the NFL do a thing about this? As you talked about yesterday with doctors talking about, listen, there is concussion protocol now, but they take the same amount of hits, even though they think they say there have been improvements to helmets. People are still dying, and there's a 24-year-old at CTE.
I mean, the takeaway from what the CTE Foundation with Marshawn Nealon, the doctor, said... He said, we're not, even with the protocols, they're not seeing a change in the amount of CTE and the trauma. Mm. They just discovered in a 24-year-old guy who killed himself.
Yeah.
So that's the NFL is going to not even touch this. Or if so, they'll debunk the science, which will be ridiculous as usual. But, what do you want to do? I don't think the public wants to know anything about this because it's a collision sport. And, one of my theories is to widen the fields, but I always get laughed at when I say that. But it would minimize the number of collisions. It would minimize because you have what's happened over time is bigger, faster people in a smaller space. And they're hitting each other at a high rate of speed. That doesn't mean they're not using proper tackling technique. If you go and run your head into a wall 12 times a week, sooner or later it's going to end badly.
Yeah.
There. That's it. You can't play the game without using your head. And I don't mean that saying in a creative way. I'm talking about to tackle, to hit people, to block, to random collisions. It's just, it is what it is. So, you know, the disturbing question that should be asked, they did this with a few years ago. They asked potential Olympic athletes, if you knew that you would die at 52, would you accept that if you knew that you could win a gold medal? And like some overwhelming percentage said yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I'd love to see the NFL do something, but I don't know if they want to or can or have the will to do it.
I think it's all three of those. I think it's all three.
Many people say that in 50 years there will not be any football.
I've do you think that's true?
I don't know.
I don't. I mean, the Marshawn Nealon story should hit harder than anything else because at some level we accept guys later in life succumbing to all those terrible things. A 24-year-old is a game changer.
Yeah, he was 24 years old, coming off a great game for the Cowboys. Everything in front of him.
Yeah.
Everything. And he took his own life.
I thought, over time, like, what would be the point that makes everybody, that makes parents, I do think there's a number of kids that no longer play football because of this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's necessarily true in the South. And I don't think it's true of poor kids. I don't. I think people that have a choice to go play lacrosse or something are doing so.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know in hotbeds of high school football if you're seeing any sort of attrition because the parents are saying this, or the kids are even saying, let's just not play. I don't want to do this. I don't want to go down that road.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think the numbers change. I don't. I don't think anything changes. I don't think the fans want to know any of this stuff.
I know.
They just rather not hear it.
And we'll see it. We'll see it. We'll see it in the high school games. We see it everywhere. These huge collisions.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it in the soccer yesterday.
Soccer is just. I mean, I don't know if it's pretty bad too, and it's been that way for a long time.
And you know, they don't wear helmets in soccer. They don't wear.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You can. Some of the goalkeepers have.
Oh, really?
Wore these padded helmets. There is a certain age, because one of my kids does this, they don't allow them to head the ball.
Mm. Oh, really?
Until they're a certain age, yeah. I thought that was so weird. The ball bounced up, and they all duck. I thought, what the heck's going on out there? And then found out that's a rule. But you slam your head into stuff often enough. If you're lucky, you don't have any of these diseases. It's like saying, what mechanism triggers Alzheimer's? That's what we don't know.
We don't know.
If you keep ramming your head into stuff, you have a much higher chance. But somebody like Troy Aikman is not drooling on himself now, and he should be. But he's not.
Mm-hmm.
But someone like Marshawn Nealon snaps and kills himself. So what is the mechanism that takes it from, you know, early signs of CTE to just losing it?
Yeah. Can we switch gears, Trey Ellings?
That was depressing.
That was a very good segment, though. Very, very insightful. It was.
I hate it because I've had them. Yeah. So I live with it, man. It's.
You have instructions for me if you start drooling in here.
Yeah. So that's why I have to pay
attention. Taking out the I-35.
Yeah, I try not to use too much brain power.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Trey is at the Big 12 Day, the Monster Energy Big 12 Days.
Oh, yeah.
West Virginia coach Rich Rodriguez this afternoon pitched what he feels. I like this idea. He feels is inevitable in college football. He wants a single giant super league comprised of the current Power Four teams where the teams all share the revenue from one media rights deal and return to regional conferences with an emphasis on historic rivalries. Spot on, Rich Rod.
Yeah, well,
I like that, Rich Rod. I like that.
Okay, Rich, you're not included.
Under his proposal, it's everybody in the Power Four.
Of course it is.
And the Monster Energy Big 12 is a Power Four.
No. No one wants to watch you, Rich.
I respectively will disagree.
Really?
Yeah, I will.
When's the last West Virginia game you watched?
The last West Virginia game I watched?
Yeah.
Jeff, I'm really grinding here.
Who's the quarterback for the Jets?
Richard Totno.
No, guy's quarterback.
Gino.
Whenever Gino was playing, it's the last time I've cared enough to watch. So, Rich, you're out.
Yeah. No, they've got to be in.
No, why?
Because of tradition, because you just don't want it to be the SEC and the Big Damn Ten. Big Damn Ten.
I'm not saying it has to be.
Well, you sounds like you are.
I will tell you, then, if I'm ESPN or I'm Fox, I'll pick the teams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll pick the teams.
Exactly. Yes.
Would any of those teams be from the Big 12? The Monster Energy Big 12, big boy?
Does Monster Energy come with them?
Monster Energy, do
I get that sponsorship?
You get all the Monster Energy you can drink.
Big 12.
I take ACC. I take Miami, Florida State.
Okay.
I take North Carolina.
Why? I wouldn't take them in football.
Her?
Jordan. Yeah, oh, great.
Jordan.
No.
I take Clemson.
I wouldn't.
Oh, give me a break.
You heard me.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
You're cruel.
Yeah.
I may take Virginia. I ain't taking Syracuse.
No.
Don't want them. I don't want Wake.
No.
No.
That's it for them. SMU?
I take SMU. I'll take SMU.
I don't know
Big
if I
12,
would.
I take Tech. I'd take TCU.
I'd take Houston if I were.
I take Houston.
Yeah.
I take K-State in football.
Oh, please.
Thank you. I will.
No. No. No, thanks.
Goodbye, Kansas in football.
Yeah. Goodbye
Kansas State. Iowa State in football.
Goodbye, Oklahoma State. Goodbye.
Oh, you're cruel.
Shut the doors.
You're a cruel. I'd get rid of the Central Florida CFS.
I don't know. They're giants.
I'd take Arizona State. Oh, that's a giant school.
Yes,
you're right. Okay, CFS.
Central Florida, yeah. I'd probably take as many Florida schools as I could.
I'd take Arizona State?
Yes.
I would.
So your league's already getting too big. You got to leave it at no more than 40 or so.
No. 48.
I think it's funny how Rich Rodriguez is saying that this is my idea for a Super League, and anybody with any common sense would say, Rich, you're out.
The final team in my Super League? Are you listening over there?
Oh, I know what it's going to be.
The Texas State Bobcats. Go, Cats, go.
Tell you what.
Super League, Cats.
You get the choice. If I'm the network, because I'm writing the check, so I get to pick. I'm sorry, bud. You have an option. You either take Lubbock or you take San Marcos. Leave one out.
I'll take, it's a hard one, San Marcos.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
I'll take San Marcos.
Yeah. There's more market power potential.
Between Austin and San Antonio,
Of which you never support.
I support them through my heart. Listen, I was almost a Bobcat golfer, man, when I tried out for the golf team, man. 82 didn't
all
hold
that
up.
Love and appreciation hasn't carried over. You don't know anything about them. You don't do
of
anything
course
for
I
them.
Do.
You don't even go anywhere near them.
I used to work over there. I used to work in the press box. Tackle by Owen, kick by Ward. I used to do that. I was an announcer there in his press box.
Kyle, how many games you've seen Ed at? Zero.
Yeah.
I don't. Zero. I'm not in the same circles. He's in a box drinking hooch with pretty girls.
Okay. When was the last time you've had your ticket and you checked in and went to your seat?
Texas State and Louisiana Tech a few years ago.
How many years? 30.
Louisiana Tech?
30.
Yeah. Sonny Dykes was coached at Louisiana Tech.
25 years ago.
It was a little while. It was
okay.
I work involved with Longhorn football. You know that. I've got that show on Saturdays. That's where my energy is. Trey Elling next. Is he have any special guests we don't know about tonight?
Oh, yeah, of course. Tonight is everyone's favorite, your newest, MAGA Mays Middleton.
From the Monster Big 12
That's right.
Media Days.
That's right.
Next.
You have to have three monster drinks to be on Trey's show.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.